For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Credit to, these coaches here, AVP and TC. They've really, they've really hammered it home. And, at the same time, I think, some things where some different drops that I'm taking now weren't really asked of me in college. So some of these, five-step and under-center play actions, we didn't do much of those. So it probably really didn't give me a chance to show off some of the footwork stuff. So there's two ways to look at it. But, credit to these guys here. I think, still working on things throughout the week. TC puts it up on the board, little things throughout the week that I keep in mind. And I feel like I feel comfortable back there. Maybe scrambled into one sack late in the game. I told Big Mike that was my fault, but other than that, I feel good back there. I feel like I'm seeing it well. Just I'm gonna continue to get some reps.
Two things. Drake May yesterday at the podium. Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Dial us up 617-779-7937. Number one, he takes the blame for the sack there.
Yeah, he told Big Mike.
It's on me.
It's on me, Big Mike.
That's on me. I'll take that one.
Yeah.
I'll eat that one.
Big Mike's like, yeah, sure.
So
even though I got smoked on that play.
So good teammate, good leadership qualities there. We'll see where that goes.
Great teammate.
And secondarily, there is a movement all of a sudden to give Alex Van Pelt all this credit for Drake May.
I'll tell you, arrow pointing up for a friend of the show, Alex Van Pelt.
Are we going to talk to him tomorrow?
That's the plan.
Well, that's the plan, right? Is that confirmed? I think we're going to get him tomorrow.
Maybe Gonzalez again we'll get.
Coordinator Friday.
No, it should be Van Pelt. And also, I get the criticisms for Van Pelt, but Drake May has actually looked pretty good the last 2 weeks. So, you going to give any of that credit to Mayo?
No. Okay. Here's where I'll give Alex Van Pelt credit. Alex Van Pelt is working with the quarterback, and the quarterback looks pretty good. I'll give him that.
Oh, there you go.
But, this idea that Drake May couldn't have played week one and Alex Van Pelt's work with him to get him ready, and now you see it?
Yeah, I disagree with that, too. He should have played week one.
Thank you. That I don't buy. If you want to say Alex Van Pelt has worked with him since he was drafted and he's helping develop Drake May, fine.
Oh, yeah.
But, this idea that, in season he's putting in all this extra work, which he's not. He has games to win and things to game plan for, and I bet it's more T.C. McCartney in season than it is Alex Van Pelt. You heard Drake May single out T.C. McCartney, who, by the way, Dan Orlovsky, that's the Patriots quarterback's coach.
Simple search away.
This idea that, he couldn't have started week one, he wouldn't have looked this way week one, I just think is garbage. That's where I think it goes too far.
He absolutely should have started week one, but that ship has sailed.
But Van Pelt deserves some credit. He deserves some credit.
Yeah. The offense was abysmal with Jacoby Brissett. It looked a lot better with Drake May. It's been the same coordinator play caller throughout, so you got to give him a little bit of credit for that. Not that it's perfect. Not that there's still not the first down run into the back of the line, second and 11 plays.
I mean, he's a rookie. Yeah, he's going to make mistakes. He's a quarterback. He's going to make mistakes.
No, I'm talking about the play calling. I'm saying there's still issues with play calling.
Got it.
But it's definitely trending in a better direction than the defense or even the special teams is.
Couple of things. Number one, what about McAdoo? Dubs 985 in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/
What about McAdoo?
I mean, but it's possible he's doing some of the work with Drake May.
I guess
I wouldn't rule that out.
Sort of an undefined.
Number two, I like the way Terp phrased it here on Twitch. Could Drake May save Alex Van Pelt's job?
Yes. He could do both. He could get him fired or he could save his job. Now, not that this was the right decision by any means, but you remember Baker Mayfield's rookie year and things were a mess with their coaches and Hugh Jackson and everything. And then the next thing you know, Freddie Kitchens goes from quarterback coach to coordinator to head coach.
To the head coach.
Because he was doing well with Baker Mayfield. So I think it could go that way. That'll be up to Elliott Wolf, who I think likes Van Pelt, but maybe more so Robert Kraft. At the end of the year, take a look at what the record is. Take a look at how Drake May has played. And do you think that he is getting the most out of himself in the offense with Alex Van Pelt, or do they think they can make an upgrade?
I'll say this. From a pure play-calling standpoint, I thought it was a lot better last week against Jacksonville than the week before against Houston. Now, it's an easier defense, a worse team.
Yeah.
Let's see. But I did feel like it was better from a play-calling standpoint. The development is hard for us to evaluate. How do we really know? We can guess.
Yep.
But the play-calling I did think was better last week. Scott is in New London. Go ahead, Scott.
Scott?
Hello, Scott.
Scotty.
Says he wants to talk about Gerard Mayo and the job that he's done.
So the other thing, real quick.
Not very good.
This relates to Mayo. If you end up keeping Mayo, and the team is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whether Drake May plays well or not, let's say he plays well, but it's like a lot of losses, right? Can Alex Van Pelt still keep his job? Even if he might be better at his job than Mayo is at his, isn't there a scenario where Kraft says, we can't just trot it back next year, we have to do something?
Yeah.
And then he ends up being the guy that goes, even if it's not fair?
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah. That's definitely possible. Like, I need a pound of flesh here. I can't bring everything back from a 2-15 team.
They've already had four coordinators in 4 years. Yep. Like, what's a fifth and five? Like, whereas I think the GM, even if you're upset with the GM, that's kind of reckless to get rid of the GM after 1 year. You don't even really see that. Don't you think? I mean, he's been bad.
I have zero problem with getting rid of Elliott Wolf.
Yeah.
None.
All right.
I was surprised. I mean, they were hesitant to even give him the job, Keith. I mean, I will miss
they
that.
They did interview a couple other guys,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I will miss that. Yeah, I like that. I wouldn't hesitate at all to get rid of him.
Yeah, but it's just one of those things where, like, a lot of it's about, like, a rebuild, and it's about the draft, and it's like, yeah, see you later. I don't know.
Yeah. I think
it's easier to get rid of the coordinator.
Outside of Drake May, which I don't know how much drafting that was. It was the other two quarterbacks went, so you took the third guy.
Oh, I'm not giving him credit for
I mean,
May.
But, like,
yeah.
Do you like Polk?
So far, it's been great.
Do you like Caden Wallace? Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, if it's about the draft, you can fire him on that.
Yeah.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.